conservatory age. In the latter years of his life, he became a fervent teacher, and he just loved teaching at the conservatories where he was in residence. And serving that generation of young musicians seemed like a nice way of memorializing his great love of those kids.
Let's talk about the idea of a competition. Why do you think a competition is a valuable thing for young artists?
We all had reservations about when we discussed what would be an appropriate memorial. Mm-hmm. Everybody had reservations about a competition.
Sure.
Music is not a competition. We all know that.
Yep.
And there are lots of stories and images of competitions that don't promote what all of us felt was the right attitude about what a performance should be. Mm. And how you nurture young musicians who are at a critical stage of their developments. So we decided that a competition can offer many wonderful experiences for a young musician and advance their careers and give them a chance to compare themselves to the best of their generation. All of those things are great about competitions, and we've had no difficulty finding amazing young players all these years. But we always have an organized effort to break down the formality and the competitiveness. Mm-hmm. They have a chamber music session, which you attended last night, which is a delightful jam session and meal. And it's just a way of breaking down some of the things that we think can be unpleasant about competitions. And, and also to just understand that they are still pretty young.
They are young, and no one is more aware of that than Marcy Straw. As the executive director of the competition's parent nonprofit, the California Music Center, Marcy does everything from fundraising to making sure the young competitors are hydrated. Through all that hard work, I asked her what she enjoys the most.
What I see that really warms my heart is the camaraderie that develops. Sometimes new friendships are forged or old ones are deepened, because you'll note with many of these young players that they compete on a circuit, so they run into one another quite often, and they become fast friends. But part of our credo is that we want the competition to be welcoming, to be nurturing, and to put forward that spirit of collaboration and goodwill towards one another. So we love it when we see that, and makes us really happy.
So let's talk about what happens with the players after the competition is over. How do you promote and keep in touch with the alums?
Well, part of our prize winnings is that they win performance contracts to play with prominent regional symphonies and chamber orchestras here in the Bay Area and Northern California. And so we begin plotting those right away to bring them back. And the add-on when we bring them out is an intimate house concert or recital. Mm. And I make a dinner for them.
You make dinner yourself?
Yes, I make a dinner.
It is a
And we do drinks and dinner and dessert. And again, we just sort of carry on that tradition of hospitality.
Yeah.
And we try to cap it at between 45 and 50 folks so that they have an opportunity to play in an intimate setting.
Right.
And sometimes they'll repeat the repertoire with that they're going to play with the orchestra as a soloist, perhaps, in the next few following days.
So yes, in addition to hefty prize money, the winners of the Klein competition get wonderful performance opportunities. Okay, are you ready to hear one of the top prize winners?
The third prize in the 37th annual Irving M. Klein International String Competition is awarded today to Andromeda Kepix. Please come up.
Here's Andromeda's prize-winning performance. We'll hear her play an excerpt of the opening movement from the Violin Concerto No. 2 by Béla Bartók. Allegra Chapman is the pianist.
Thank you.
Andromeda Kepex, 18 years old, from Woodside, California, performing from the opening movement of Bartok's Violin Concerto No. 2. On today's program, we've been enjoying a front row seat at the Klein International String Competition, meeting some of the competitors and hearing their fantastic performances. So, who won the second prize?
Second prize in the Klein competition goes today to Jaewon Wee. Please come up.
22-year-old Jaewon Wee. And Jaewon actually won two prizes at the competition. The second place prize overall, which includes $3,500 in cash, and the prize for the best performance of the commissioned work for an additional $500. And this brings me to one of the coolest things about the Klein competition. Each year, Klein commissions a composer to write new music for each of the featured stringed instruments. This year, the brilliantly eclectic American composer Gloria Justin composed the commissioned pieces. Incidentally, Justin herself won first prize at the Klein competition back in 1987. So again, Jaewon Wee, in addition to winning overall second prize, won the best performance of Gloria Justin's music. My co-host today, Tessa Lark, sat down with Jaewon to get to know her, and Justin's commissioned piece was a major topic.
Your playing is so alive and really, so well shaped and everything. And I don't know, are you drawn to music that maybe has an edgier side to it?
One of my teachers when I was a little girl, they always taught me, you don't have to be always so nice. So correct, and your sound can be more creative and even rougher. And I really thought about that deeply, and then I really agree with that idea.
Is there a piece in particular at the competition that you feel like you can explore that kind of sound?
Especially in the commission piece.
Okay.
Yeah, because the composer Gloria Justin, she in her program note, she said you can explore what you as much as you can. You can go further. Go far as you can. I could find many of the various Indian music and Indian instrument, and it was really interesting, and I think I can be really creative
absolutely.
To express the Indian music in a classical violin.
We'll now enjoy all the sonic and rhythmic textures Jaewon conjures up in her prize-winning performance of Travel Modes for solo violin by Gloria Justin. Thank you. Peter Dugan here, and today we've been enjoying the incredible music making produced by the young musicians competing at the 37th annual Irving M. Kline International String Competition. And at last, we arrive at our first prize winner. Drum roll, please.
First prize in the 2022 Kline Competition goes today to Gayun Kim.
Twenty-year-old Gayun Kim, a thrillingly dramatic and passionate cellist from South Korea. Let's meet her, shall we? Gayun sat down with my co-host, Tessa Lark, and she talked about her beginnings in music and her love for cello.
I grew up in Korea for like 20 years, and I have one younger brother, my mom, and my dad. My mom is a flutist. And
did your mom encourage you to pursue music?
So she just wanted to introduce like a lot of instruments like other moms do. Mm-hmm. So like first I tried piano, violin and other instruments, but my favorite was cello. And I really like felt cello like a doll because it's like my size almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you liked the bigness.
Yes, right. It feels like I'm hugging something and make sound throughout something like in front of me. And yeah, I especially like the sound also. Mm-hmm. It really feels like a person talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're making me envious of cello and cellists. You get to hug something. But could you talk more about what you feel like music gives back to you? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you get out of music and this life as a cellist?
It gives me strength to live, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a big word, but
I mean, it's a big thing.
Because
wow.
Whenever I feel some kind of emotion, I could like express that through my cello and like not only by expressing and showing to people, like just even by just playing alone by cello, it really gives me a lot of strength and relief. Mm-hmm. So
that's amazing. You know, there's another anecdote I'd love to share. Maybe you were just ignoring crazy me outside, but I was knocking on your practice room door. Yesterday to ask you a question, and it took a few knocks to get you to even notice that I was outside
really?
The door. Yeah, and it's a big window. You know, I was there and you were facing me, but I just... I was so amazed at how focused in you were on your practice, you know, with all the time. And so it just, none of this surprises me to hear that, you know, you get all this strength and power from the music. And it's just such a beautiful thing to witness.
Guyon's strength and power as a musician earned her the top prize. And we'll hear some of that first place charisma now. But before we enjoy that performance, I want to thank all the young semi-finalists at the Klein competition we've met today, not just for sharing their music with us, but also for sharing their humanity. And to you, listening while you work, or while you don't, or listening while you sort of work and sort of don't, thanks for being here. This is Peter Dugan. Please join me next week. And now, here's Guyon Kim performing excerpts from Variations on a Rococo Theme by Tchaikovsky. Allegra Chapman is at the piano. From the Top is produced by Tim Banker, Megan Swan, and Jessica Tickton. Sound designed by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. The recording and mix engineer for the music recorded at the Klein Competition for this episode was Emma Markowitz. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. Special thanks this week to Marcy Straw and to the whole crew at the Klein Competition, and to Jason O'Connell at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, The Jack Kent Cook Young Scholars Program provides pre-college scholarships for high-performing 7th grade students with financial need. jkcf.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.
This is the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Elena, ICANN and All Classical Radio's Young Artist in Residence. It's Gratitude Month on ICANN Radio. Malaguena, written in 1933, is a captivating and dramatic song performed here by the Portland-based group Pink Martini. It's a composition that I'm grateful for because of the beautiful and powerful rhythms which blend the piano, strings, and brass so seamlessly together. A malagueña is a traditional style of flamenco dance from Spain. Listen for the castanets, which is a pear-shaped wooden instrument that you hold in your hand and click together.